Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Guptas are back in the news for all the right reasons for a change. But the question is, what type of reach does the National Prosecuting Authority have over them? Are they fugitives at this point, considering where we are at in this stage of the investigation? Ulrich Ruh, who is a legal expert, is joining us on the line to help us figure this out. Ulrich, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Thank you. Well, and yourself?
I am very, very good, thanks. So it does get a bit confusing because they haven't been charged, have they?
No formal charges have been laid against them. Well, they physically have not been charged because they are not in the country. So what we do know is that the National Prosecuting Authority has approached Interpol, and they have requested that a red notice be issued for the Gupta brothers in an attempt to bring them to South Africa so that they can face charges that must be leveled against them once they are in the country.
Ah, okay. So, and what legal standing, if that's the right expression, does that red notice have?
So South Africa is a part of Interpol, and we subscribe to Interpol, as does most of the countries in the world. And what that means is that if a person is sought, for instance, in South Africa, and there's a prima facie case against them, so in other words, a case which on the face of it looks like it could be a successful prosecution if the matter was to proceed, then the authorities, in this instance the South African Police Services and the National Prosecuting Authority, will approach Interpol and say to them, well, these people are sought in South Africa to face charges here. We have good grounds to believe that they are in another country, in this instance in Dubai, and we seek your assistance in order to bring them to South Africa so that they can face the charges here. The requirements from Interpol's side is that one would obviously have to make out a proper case to say that these people are sought in this country, and that if they were to become involved and they were to issue a red notice and the people were to be arrested, that there is a reasonable foreseeability of a successful prosecution. So it is it does get a bit complicated with diplomatic ties and whether there's good relations between the countries, etc., etc. But on the face of it, you know, if a strong enough case is made out, then Interpol should assist and issue that red notice in order to bring the people before South African court to face the charges.
Do we have an extradition agreement with Dubai, with the UAE?
Currently, we've applied for that. It is in the making, but it has not been finalized as yet. So as we stand here today, no, there is no formal extradition.
So that being the case, it is absolutely conceivable that that this could drag on for some time, that they could delay this, argue it, put pressure on the authorities in Dubai, for example, and this could be something that could literally go on for years.
Yes, definitely. So if there is a red notice issued and they are arrested in Dubai, then they would obviously have an opportunity to apply for bail once they are arrested. And once they've applied for bail and are released, then they have an opportunity to fight their extradition as well. So yes, there are numerous legal hurdles that one would have to overcome to bring them to South Africa. It's not impossible. I think we all remember the Shireen Dubani matter, where South Africa successfully had him extradited from the UK to face the charges in South Africa. He was eventually acquitted. But there are numerous other matters. There's a famous judgment by the Sydney High Court in Australia, dating back to 2004. And in that judgment, the court said that if we were to extradite a person from Australia to South Africa, given the current situation with South African prisons and in terms of humanity and the human rights, it is equal to sending a person to his death sentence. So every and they accordingly, it's very seldom that you do see successful extraditions from Australia to South Africa. So, you know, every country has different requirements. Every country has different diplomatic ties with South Africa as well. And every matter is, of course, completely different and unique in its own. So, you know, one would have to wait and see. The first step is to successfully have that red notice issued by Interpol. Secondly, for it to be executed in Dubai, thirdly, for a successful extradition application to be launched by South Africa. And once all of that has been accomplished, then one could see the Guptas facing charges in South Africa. Mm.
And just for my own clarity, this is different to the Rome Statute, because that's about war crimes and International Criminal Court. Is that correct?
Yes, indeed. Yeah, so
This has nothing to do with that. So this is an Interpol. This is Interpol. It's international. It's international crime, not human rights abuses, which is I would imagine the purview of the International Criminal Courts.
Yes, indeed. That is for international crimes against humanity, if one could call it that.
Right.
And crimes such as terrorism, etc. Interpol stands for international policing. That's the easiest way to describe it. So it is the international policing system. If a person has committed a crime in South Africa and they are not found and a warrant of arrest is issued for them, it's circulated in South Africa. If that person is in South Africa, then, that warrant could be executed against them. It's the same as Interpol. It's just a much bigger area, obviously, and it's the rest of the world. So it's an international warrant that is needed.
Right. So strictly speaking, if I'm understanding everything that you're saying correctly, is until such time as the Interpol red notice is issued, the Guptas are actually not fugitives. Once the red notice is issued, that becomes a very different story. Then they are.
Yes, if it is issued and circulated, then they are. Certainly people of interest, whether they can be seen as fugitives or not, that's a strict interpretation of the word, I would say. Fugitive is regarded as a person who is evading the law. So in other words, he's already been charged, he's been arrested, he's
possibly... So if they're going through... Yes, so in other words, if it's been issued, they've been arrested, out on bail, and they have a protracted 2 or 3 or 5 or 15 year process to argue about extradition, they're actually not fugitives because they're busy going through a legal process.
Yes, exactly. They're exercising their legal rights to oppose an extradition.
So we'd have to come up with other horrible names for them, but fugitives just won't stick at that point. All right. That is, unfortunately, where we do have to leave it. Very, very interesting. I really appreciate the clarity on it, because sometimes we do get very caught up in the language around it, and it is important to try and clarify. Ulrich Ruh, thank you for speaking to us this morning.